It was a sunny spring day, so bright the towering buildings of Manhattan seemed almost clean. Sunday, the streets free from the weekday clutter. Lexis looked out of the long, dark glass of the window and saw empty parking spaces along Park Avenue in front of their building. Home for the past 10 years, ever since Frank somehow worked his way into a casino partnership in Atlantic City. Alan was hunched over his Game Boy, his dark hair hanging straight down in front of his face, his thumbs working the controls with fevered excitement. Frank was on his cell phone, going over his last-minute bets for the basketball games that afternoon. Their limousine cruised down Fifth Avenue and eased to a stop in front of Rockefeller Plaza. The party planner was waiting in a tuxedo with narrow shoulders. Frank referred to him as the fairy, but insisted they use him because he had planned the same kind of confirmation party for the governor's nephew. Lexis hustled Alan inside, still bent over his Game Boy, while Frank opened the trunk of their Mercedes limo and began dispersing banded stacks of money. Cash was king. That's what Frank always said, and when Lexis stepped inside the Rainbow Room on the top floor, she couldn't help feeling that, in a way, it was. Over the head table loomed a gold football goalpost. At each place was an NFL football personalized for the guests, and signed by Joe Namath, who would be joining them at the head table. Cash was king. Alan looked up from his Game Boy. Wow! He ran to his own place at the head table and rolled the football between his hands. It says, "Congratulations to my good friend Alan Francis," he said, looking up at her with his hazel brown eyes and blinking.